And we welcome you to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, well, the lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742. And the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it right now because it's Basic Gospel. Well, Bob, it's strange that our first September broadcast comes 3 days already into the month, but we hope everyone had a good Labor Day holiday. But I'll tell you who hasn't had it so great in the last couple of days, and that's the people of the Bahamas. It's just been horrible. Is that that incredible hurricane has just sat right on top of them for literally days.
I know, just unbelievable to see some of the footage, the images there, just the water pouring into homes.
Yeah.
And one, they showed that there were waves going through the home,
right,
of
yep.
water. It was so powerful. And, yeah, so our, you know, thoughts and prayers are with the folks in the Bahamas, and certainly that storm is going to continue to move.
Mm-hmm.
It's already moving toward Florida and then up the coast, and, you know, praying that it'll just stay out in the
yeah.
water and won't move inward. So that's certainly our prayer, but
mm-hmm.
it's just part of this life that we live in.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all going to experience some kind of trial or tribulation in life, and not just one. They're going to come at us like waves to the shore.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how this life spells itself out for each and every one of us. It's not smooth sailing. It's not just all easy. It's not just that easy button you hit and everything's smooth from that point forward.
Yeah.
We're all going to have trials and tribulations. And Jesus said that.
Yeah, and we think about the people in Midland, Odessa, who
yes.
That horrible shooting out there. It's just
more tragedy there, more other shootings that have been reported on as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. As a matter of fact, one of Gina's relatives was very close by when that shooting took place in Midland, and she had to wait until they could clear all that before she could move on and with the rest of her day. But that was a very, very scary thing. And so we're just hit with all kinds of tragedies,
yeah.
you know, on every side. And if you're not being affected by one right now, one's around the corner. Now, that's not very good news.
No.
It's not very hopeful news, but that's truth. That's just truth. And we have to realize that we have someone that we can turn to in the midst of all of that, someone that we can turn to in good times and bad times. Now, most of us, when things are going well, we just forget about God. We live as practical atheists. We don't turn to him. We don't look to him when times are good. It's interesting, Bob. I was talking to one of our board members the other day, and one of the things that we've seen in our ministry is that when the economy is at its worst, when it looks bleak and hopeless and dark out there as far as what's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
Our contributions go up.
Hmm.
But when the economy soars like it is now, guess what? Our contributions go down. Why? I have no earthly idea. But that's been our pattern for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
When things look tough, people start turning to the Lord, they start giving, and they start saying, hey, if there's an answer, if there's hope, it's in Jesus. Well, that's the way we should be doing in good times and bad times.
Right.
And if in good times where we have more money in our pockets, we should be giving more. We should be investing in this gospel message. Why? Because there's going to come a time when people need the Lord. And that time is right now.
Absolutely.
So we just have to realize that trials and tribulations are all around us, but we have this wonderful promise from God. I have said these things that you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Now, this was a part of a conversation Jesus was having with his disciples before his death, burial, and resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the last week of his life, and he is speaking to them plainly. And they finally come to this point, and they said, ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. So people have been questioning Jesus his whole earthly ministry, wondering what authority he did the things that he did and why he teaches with authority and why he could make the claims that he did. And his disciples certainly had questions about Jesus as well. This was just being revealed to them as they journeyed with Jesus, as they followed him and watched him and listened of him. And they finally came to this point and said, now we know that you know all things. You know all things, Jesus. And they go on to say, and this is why we believe that you came from God, that this Jesus wasn't just a normal man. He came from heaven. He came from above. He was that bread of life that God sent down for the life of the world. And the disciples were finally recognizing that. And what this is teaching us is for us to recognize this same truth, that God sent Jesus on our behalf, and he's the one that we can turn to. He's the one that we can trust in. He's the one that we can rely upon in all phases of life, whether it's good, whether it's bad. Why? Because he is the one who has overcome the world.
Yes.
These trials and tribulations that are going to come, they're nothing in comparison to what Christ can do for us and what he can do in and through us. So when troubles come and you may be experiencing a trial or a tribulation right now, know that you have Jesus and he has overcome the world. He has been sent from God for you.
Absolutely. That is wonderful news, Bob. Thanks for sharing that. And friends, welcome to Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us today. We have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob and friends, it's a special week at Basic Gospel. And friends, if you find yourself struggling through your Christian life, or if you simply want to learn more about the immeasurable grace of God in Jesus Christ, then this Friday evening and Saturday can be the turning point for you. The Simply Grace Conference, a live seminar designed to help you discover the real life Jesus wants for you every day of your life. Information and registration online at basicgospel.net/events. So the only remaining question is, will you be with us? And we sure hope that you will. Again, all the information for the September Simply Grace Conference coming up this Friday and Saturday, only 3 days away, is at basicgospel.net/events. We want to see you there.
Yeah, we had a little meeting this morning about the details of the conference, and boy, I am so excited about this Friday and this Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're just going to have a fantastic time diving deep into the grace of God and really having an opportunity to interact. I mean, this isn't just going to be me speaking and people listening. It's a time for us to interact together and to really share in this grace of God that has been poured out lavishly upon us in Christ Jesus. So this is going to be a wonderful time of fellowship. It's going to be a wonderful time of study, of learning, of growing in the grace of God, and a wonderful time of really connecting one with another and seeing these bonds of love that we experience through this new covenant of Jesus Christ.
It's been a while since we've had a local conference and seminar, and we hope you'll take advantage of it, friends. Those of you who live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, particularly easy driving distance, we want to see you there. So again, get all the information, get registered at basicgospel.net/events. Well, let's see who called over the weekend, Bob.
Yeah, I was wondering, what is the significance of the crown of thorns that Jesus wore when he was on the cross? Thank you.
Well, that's a great question. The significance is the fact that he truly is a king, and he was wearing a crown. Now, that crown was meant as a symbol of mockery by the Roman soldiers. They were making fun of Jesus. They were mocking him. They were sneering at him, this supposed king of the Jews. How could a king be so degraded and experience death by crucifixion? So they put that crown together. They jammed it down on his head as a sign of mockery, as a symbol of mockery. But I think it has other symbolism as well. It's interesting when Adam and Eve fell and God read out kind of the curses that were going to happen as far as Adam. He said, you're going to have to work by the sweat of your brow, and the land is going to be filled with thorns. And so thorns was a symbol of the curse of sin. And yet Jesus came to free us from that curse. And so they used something out of that curse, the thorns, and crowned him with that. And so we see in Jesus that he is setting us free from that curse of sin that was brought about way back in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
So we see that. And then we also see, and I love this passage in Hebrews chapter 2. This is just a fabulous, fabulous passage. And it says, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of the death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. So symbolically, from the world's vantage point, it was a symbol of mockery. From the vantage point of the gospel, from God's perspective, it was a crown of glory in that Jesus was tasting death for each and every one of us so that we could experience his life by grace through faith in him.
Great answer, Bob. Thank you for that, and we hope this particular caller was listening. And friends, when you call and leave a voicemail for us, leave your first name at least so that we can call you by name. We would just love to kind of get the flavor of who you are, where you're calling from, and if we have that information, we can do that. So again, 844-322-2742. Call anytime and leave us a voicemail, or right now, if it's 11 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can call and speak directly with Bob Christopher and me right now. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, Al dropped us a text message. He says, I do believe God calls people because the Bible says he does, yet it makes no sense regarding my life. I was raised in an atheist family, and at age 23, I thought, if there's nothing after death, then this life is a complete waste, a waste of time. And so I began searching for eternal life and started reading the Bible and became a Christian at age 23. In my mind, I did everything, and I don't seem to see any calling. Please help me to understand exactly where the calling occurred. That's from Al.
Well, Al, I think the calling comes in the gospel itself. I mean, when you go into the Word of God and you read about Jesus, about his death, burial, and resurrection, the Holy Spirit does something and calls you unto Christ.
Yeah.
And so if you received eternal life, there was a calling of the Spirit of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ to draw you unto God himself. We've all experienced that and love that. You came to a point, Al, and looked at life and said it's all meaningless, and you started looking for something beyond the grave and eternal life. Well, that's the Holy Spirit kind of opening your eyes to see that there's something beyond what this present life can offer us.
Yeah.
And so God was at work at that particular moment. And when you came to that point of receiving Christ, that's when you responded to the call. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Yeah.
And so you responded, you received, and now you're in the Lord, and the Lord is in you, and that's good news.
It is good news. Al, hope you're listening, and hope that's a help to you. Well, again, 844-322-2742. Bob, we had this question from one of our YouTube listeners. Let me pull that up real quick. This is from Earl. The question of predestination has bothered me for many years. Thank you for your timely response previously. Could you please cover Esau and Jacob in the 9th chapter of Romans concerning predestination?
Well, let's before we dive into Jacob and Esau, let's just take a look at the context of Romans 9, 10, and 11. These are the fertile chapters for predestination. And so we need to look at the context to really understand what Paul is trying to communicate to us. And so he starts this by saying that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, and the covenants. So he starts out this chapter, this particular section, talking about the salvation of his Jewish brothers. So the salvation of Israel. And all throughout this, we see God's plan, how he unfolded this story that would affect both Jew and Gentile. So what's been predestined is that both Jew and Gentile would be saved in exactly the same way,
yeah,
and that both Jew and Gentile would receive the same gift, the gift of God's Spirit, and that Jew and Gentile would stand together as children of God within this body of Christ.
Yeah.
As Paul wrote in Ephesians 2 and 3, there's one new man made out of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story of predestination. That's what Paul is getting at in this particular chapter. Now, he goes down and he says, about this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and did nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, she was told, the older will serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. So there was a decision that God made. So there was a promise that was made to Abraham. That promise was carried through to Isaac. And God chose to carry that promise through to Jacob.
Yeah.
So there was a seed that was to come. And through this seed, the entire world would be blessed. God chose to bring that seed through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
mm-hmm,
and then through Judah.
Yeah.
And we follow Judah's line all the way to the birth of Jesus Christ. And so when he came into this world, he was the seed that was spoken of, and that through him, God predestined that through him, that everyone who calls upon his name will be saved, whether Jew or Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that He hated Esau because of his bad works or those sort of things. It's simply God making a choice, all right?
Yeah.
And that choice was not about individual salvation, whether you are saved or whether I'm saved or whether somebody else is not saved. It's all about the promise, that promise God made to Abraham, that through his seed, the world would be blessed. That goes through Isaac, and it went through Jacob, because God made that choice.
Yes.
That's his will. That's his desire, and he brought it about. So that's what he's saying there. So what shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. God is not unjust. Everything that he does is a just and fair and right decision.
Yeah.
Now, we may not see it from our human perspective, but we get into God's shoes and somehow see it from his perspective. All of this starts to make sense. So when God met with Abraham, he had the whole world in mind. You will be a blessing to all nations. So he had the whole world in mind. What did that mean? Jew and Gentile, and we're seeing that carried out here in Romans 9, 10, and 11. What was predestined? That Jew and Gentile would be saved in exactly the same way.
Indeed. Thank you, Bob, for that, and I hope that's a help to this this particular writer. We have an open line right now, 844-322-2742. And friends, this month's donor gift is a DVD by Bob Christopher and the now-retired Richard Pfeiffer called Your Living Hope. Bob, what's that all about?
Well, we experience a lot of pressure to conform to the ways of this world. I mean, we just look in our culture today, you know, for how many thousands of years, marriage has always been one man, one woman.
Right.
And now we've redefined it. And there's pressure, immense pressure from the world on Christians to conform to that way of thinking. There were only two genders, male and female. And now, depending on where you look, there can be as many as 50 different genders. Mm-hmm. Well, the world is pressuring Christians to conform, to adopt, to blend into what it thinks is right and what it says is the right side of history. So we experience all of those. We experience all of those external pressures, and then we're housed in a body of flesh. So we experience some internal pressures as well to conform to the ways of this world and to go back to gratifying the desires of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Well, how do we stand firm? How do we stand strong in the Lord in the midst of those intense pressures? And that's what this series is all about. It is a very encouraging series. We take a look at 1 Peter, that entire letter. And once you kind of see the whole story from beginning to end, you come away with this with a great sense of hope, knowing that you've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
And that's what it's all about, friends, your living hope. Be sure to request your copy when you make your September gift to support Basic Gospel. You can click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
Let's go to our email there.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. This is from an anonymous writer. Says, my mom was raised in the church, attended all her life, reads a number of devotions every morning and so forth. However, I don't think she ever experienced repentance and the new birth. She was very interested in my own conversion, but never said she could relate. She is in relatively good health and seems at peace with the thought of dying. I realize that only God knows the heart, but is there a way I can have assurance of her salvation?
You just ask her. I mean, just have a conversation and tell your mom that this is of great importance to you, of great concern to you, and you would just like to hear her story, her testimony. You would like to hear her express her faith in Jesus Christ. And I think you can do that, but just being open and honest and sincere. And I think your mother will respond to that and would want to have that conversation. So don't be afraid just simply to ask. I know my mom, when my stepdad, Ellis, passed away, she was very concerned about his salvation. And a Methodist pastor came in and spoke with him, and they had a great conversation about his faith in Jesus Christ. And just hearing that and hearing what the pastor said to her brought great comfort. But there was a boldness in asking. And I think you can have the same with your mom. Just be bold in asking and saying, hey, I know you're at peace. And can you tell me why you're so at peace with dying just imminent in your future?
Yeah.
And I think she'll be glad to share that with you.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners, of course, and we'll be absolutely ecstatic if all of you will come and join us for the Simply Grace Conference, now just 3 days away here in Lewisville, Texas, our ministry hometown. Just visit basicgospel.net/events. basicgospel.net/events for all the information. Friends, please donate at basicgospel.net to help keep this good news coming on your station. And when you give in September, as we said earlier, you'll receive this wonderful DVD. It's called Your Living Hope. It's our way of saying thanks for your support of this ministry of grace in Jesus Christ called Basic Gospel. Again, donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift and to receive this very special gift of thanks from Basic Gospel. It's called Your Living Hope. And again, donate at basicgospel.net. Now, between tonight, today, and tomorrow's broadcast, we encourage you, if you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. And be sure to leave us at least your first name and where you're calling from. We'd love to hear your question. Also, be sure to check out the Simply Grace Conference at basicgospel.net/events. Until tomorrow at the same time, for Bob and the staff, Bob Davis, and God bless you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.